This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health and Healthcare channels. Make sure you connect with us on our various social media channels such as Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter to follow our programming accordingly. We are also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Ricardo Miranda, LAC, an integrative medicine practitioner that incorporates functional medicine, Chinese medicine, or acupuncture and herbs, and genetics. He specializes in MTHFR and disease prevention through genetics. Miranda's groundbreaking work in genetics and MTHFR has elevated his status to a world-renowned practitioner, changing our entire approach to modern science. Ricardo, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
It's my pleasure.
So tell us, what is MTHFR? I'm sure most don't know what it is, and where can people find out more about it?
MTHFR is arguably the most important genes in our body. And I say that because MTHFR, in short, metabolizes folate, but folate is a fuel for this process in our body called methylation that can turn genes on and off. So if you have some disease genes in your body, MTHFR is the ignition of this engine that can turn those genes off. I'm very excited about the work that I do with MTHFR and genetics because 40 years ago, the belief was if you have the genes for particular disease, there's nothing you can do about it, and you're going to get the disease. You have like diabetes in your family, and you can't escape. But what we have learned now with epigenetics is that our body has an ability to turn these genes on and off. And MTHFR is the most important genes for that. Now, you say, where can people find that out? The greatest resource for people to find out about MTHFR is MTHFR.com. The website, they can plug in any condition. That's what I do. I plug in any condition that, you know, sometimes patients come in here. Could it be fertility? Could it be depression? Could it be any type of medical condition? And this site has thousands of research from around the world that has to do with MTHFR and a particular condition. So it's a great resource for people to learn about MTHFR, and there are tips there. So it's MTHFR.com.
And what are some chronic conditions that are controlled by genes, getting into that angle of things?
All conditions, you know, are controlled by genes. Most chronic conditions are controlled by multiple genes, and that's why we can control the condition. Now, specifically related to MTHFR, there are many, many conditions. The most common would be cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, and infertility. Infertility is a big one that has very strong connections with MTHFR. So I always look, when I do a lot of fertility work, so I always look, now I have implemented that. Patients come in, and one of the first things I do is I get the patient tested to find out if they have a mutation on the MTHFR gene. And then I'll do the work on bypassing the mutation along the work on their reproductive system and strengthening, but this is a very important gene that gives us very important information regarding their particular condition.
And how do mutations on genes leave the body susceptible to these chronic conditions?
You know, if there is a mutation on a gene, the body cannot perform that function. For every function in the body, there is a gene that controls that specific function. So, for example, going back to the MTHFR, MTHFR metabolizes folic acid and folate. So if there is a mutation there, the body is not going to metabolize folic acid or folate very well. As a matter of fact, there are some mutations, depending on the p- position of the gene, the patient may lose up to 70% of that function. So for every function in the body and every condition, there's a gene related to it. So when there is a mutation, the body cannot perform that function well, and that leads to disease. And most diseases are controlled by multiple genes. So we always have to look, we look at MTHFR first, but and then we take a comprehensive look at the patient's entire genome and find out what else, what other mutations may happen that be pointing to different diseases, so we can do preventive work. It's much easier to work on the genes than to work on disease. Once the disease is already in place, and then we're playing catching up, you know? So it's much harder to deal with the disease, so it's easier to turn them off.
And that certainly makes a lot of sense. Today we are visiting with Ricardo Miranda, LAC, an integrative medicine practitioner that incorporates functional medicine, Chinese medicine, as in acupuncture and herbs and genetics, here on eHealth Radio's General Health and Healthcare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Mr. Miranda, how does a DNA test help, and where can they get this done?
They can go to mthfr.com and find out where they can get it done and so forth. But a DNA test, and most of the time you can do a saliva test that will test your, so it's non-invasive. You can definitely test by blood, but I have found that not only is more invasive, but it can be very expensive. You can get very inexpensive saliva tests done, and patients can go to mthfr.com and find out where they can get that done. And once you get the entire genome tested, we'll look at, you know, many different genes, and we look at MTHFR, we look at all the genes that control disease and control methylation, which is that process that turned them off, and then we make a plan and start working with the patient. And one more thing, you only need to do this once in your lifetime, because your genes are not going to change. So you do that test one time.
Very interesting on that note as well. Now, if mutations are identified by a DNA test, what does acupuncture do to help the body?
Acupuncture is very powerful to change biochemistry in the body. So when we talk about genetics and we talk about mutations in the genes and how to control it, we're really talking about biochemistry and how to change the biochemistry. And what acupuncture is great is for changing the biochemistry in the body, but in an harmonious way. So unlike medication that also changes the biochemistry in the body, acupuncture will do that without damage to the liver, damage to the kidney. And then if we know what biochemical cycle, based on their genetics, we need to change, there are specific points we can stimulate, send a message to the midbrain, to send oxygen and blood to those areas and stimulate the methylation in that area. And by stimulating that, we're stimulating our own body to balance out the biochemistry. And our body is so intelligent and knows how to balance out our biochemistry perfectly. So I actually combine acupuncture, and I coach my patients with nutrition and some vitamins and some supplements that may affect those biochemical cycles as well. And we have to take a comprehensive look, a holistic approach to the body, and acupuncture is one of the very powerful tools that I use.
Certainly interesting information. Certainly have appreciated your insight here. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, final words, or a tip in conclusion for the listeners today?
THFR mutation and genetic mutation, it can get very complex really fast. So my suggestion for anyone is to search a physician, a doctor that understands MTHFR, understands genetics, so they can coach you. Definitely, it's don't try to treat yourself. It's a new field. There are a lot of doctors that are not aware. They're not well versed on this field, but it's to find out where they can, ask for a referral, find someone that understands about genetics, it can get very complex really fast.
Where can folks or listeners be in touch, and where can they get further information according to your practice and your services?
They can go to my website. Is www.acupuncture.cc, CC for commercial company. And they can definitely call the office if they have questions. It's 310-914-1624.
Once again, Mr. Miranda, we thank you for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio, wishing you all the best.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with Ricardo Miranda, LAC, an integrative medicine practitioner that incorporates functional medicine, Chinese medicine such as acupuncture and herbs and genetics. And for more information and for contact, simply visit acupuncture.cc. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health and Healthcare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.